Es illegal.
Next application is case number 11570, the application of Robert F. Best Jr. and Carrie Best. Site is northwest of Route 266 New Road, approximately 1.5 mile southwest Route 269A Old Orchard Road, with a 911 address 16732 New Road, Lewis, with a tax map ID of District 335, map 7, parcel 7.03. Requesting a variance for a reduction in the side yard setback requirement. That request is for a 10-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard setback for a detached garage. The garage is scaled approximately 30 by 32, so it would be required to have the same setback as the dwelling type or the main structure. We received no letter of support, no letter of opposition, and no mayor return.
Thank you, Mr. Lane.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name's Carrie Best, and my address is 16732 New Road in Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm trying to decide if it's good or bad that I'm the last one up. and I apologize, my husband is home with our two sick children, so I got the short straw.
You got the short straw.
So I will try to be clear and concise.
You do the best you can. We'll help you if need to be.
All right, thanks. So as stated, my husband and I own the property 16732 New Road. It was originally about a 14-acre property that my husband's grandfather, Alfred Best, owned, and he subdivided into four lots for the four grandchildren. So right now, two of them are developed. My husband's first cousin, Alfred Jr., lives next to us, And then right now, the property to the east of us is under my husband's father's name, Robert Best Sr. We are looking to add a detached garage to the property, and did all the plans and so forth, and unfortunately we're just somewhat ignorant, I guess, in the setbacks when we decided to put the down payment and get the size, and when we determined it was 15 feet for that particular size, and with the zoning, I guess it's AR1, that's when we ran into some challenges. Our property, as you see, is very... It's large, and we're very lucky and grateful for that, but it is uniquely shaped, and in that it angles once you get to the area of our house. And I did submit a survey that we had after we determined we were going to apply for this, so I'm hoping you have that in front of you. So the thing that the survey doesn't show, additionally, is that the backyard not far from our house is very heavily wooded. So it really limits us in terms of our space without taking down a large number of trees. And so we've already determined we would have to take some down. And these are very mature trees, mostly poplar trees, but they're, this is where my husband would be great. I would say 40 feet, 50 feet, 60 feet. I really don't know, very large. And if we had to move it over too far, it would also inhibit the We don't have a lot of open space for our children to play because of the woods. We have a lot of deer, and we don't want them playing in the woods so much. So moving the building over too far would cause it to almost seem like it was in our backyard, if you will. Mm-hmm. So that's the summary of it. Let me try to address the standards. So the uniqueness, again, as I said, the angling of our lot, it isn't, although it's very long, very deep, I guess, it's not excessively wide. And then with the angling, it really does provide a unique circumstance. And then again, because of the heavily wooded backyard and wanting to be environmentally responsible, I guess, we want to limit the number of trees that we would want to take down. Again, the practicality difficulties that we would have, again, having to take down an excessive amount of trees that I think would more so change the look of the area than the building itself. And then also the 15 feet setback really is mostly affecting that back east corner of the building. So even though the 5-foot setback is that one corner, it's actually going to be further for the front corner, if that makes any sense. So, again, if in order for us to do this, I don't know that we would do it if we don't get the variance because of having to take down so many trees and put it more behind our house than what would really be in line with where our driveway is also. That where we're putting the property really lines up with where our driveway is. Again, reasonable use of the property in order for us to continue to use our backyard, our children to use our backyard, to be able to use our the existing driveway without having to, I'm not sure how we would even maneuver that if we put it further in. The difficulty has not been created by us. It is just the uniqueness of the property and the trees, the way they're growing and so forth. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We're not necessarily in a neighborhood. As I said, my husband's family owns that property, and there is a neighborhood across from us, which is Sand Dune Village, if you're familiar with that. It's an older neighborhood. And, you know, we have a nice home. That the building that we're trying to put up is, although it's a pole building, we're going to put regular siding on it. It's going to match our house with shutters and everything, so it will look like a stick-built garage. And I think it would actually look nicer for the property, the surrounding area, and again, not having to remove so many trees. It will not impair the development of the adjacent property, which I'm not sure will ever be developed. I think the intent was to originally give that to my husband's brother, and he will probably never build there because he has a chronic condition. As I said, it's currently owned by my husband's father, I believe. Will not be detrimental to the public welfare in any way I could possibly foresee. And the lease modification possible, I mean, we worked with the survey folks to try to get it where it would line up and look normal with the house set, where the house is, where the driveway is, and this is sort of where I worked with them to get the least possible variance. And again, it's a 10-foot from it, so we're going to 5, but just at that back corner, and it's a 10-foot variance at the back corner. It would be greater at the front corner. And again, to afford relief, so this placement is minimal removal of trees, minimal impact on open space, and again, lining up with the current driveway and not having to do some additional work there. And then, again, it's just a 10-foot adjustment, so it is the lease modification as per the regulations.
Okay.
All right. Did that pretty well, considering you took a big breath before you walked.
Yeah, you done very well.
Thank you.
I was wondering, boy, I couldn't talk that.
Wow. I was breathing.
They didn't. Yeah, very well. Okay, we'll start with you, Mr. Hudson. Do you have any questions?
Very well done, though.
Thank you so much.
I think she did also. Mr. Rick?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I love the air talk. Okay. Have you purchased this yet?
Yes. Yeah, so we
have you placed it?
No. We've put a down payment on the building.
Okay.
And then when they went to do the, get the building permit and we got the, and they wanted to come out and mark off where they were going to put it. That's when we were.
So you haven't bought the permit yet or anything?
I actually have the permit. Okay. A permit in hand, down payment on the building.
Gotcha.
This was all early February. So
you did all your homework and you found out that you had to be 15 feet, if I was correct.
Clearly not enough homework early enough because then, you know, we were already, like, ready to get started and we realized it. So then we got a new survey. So then we started going through this process to make sure that we were doing. We looked first to see, okay, now we know what it is. We have the building already planned out. We put the down payment in. Can we just do the 15 feet? And we just could not configure it in a way that we felt looked kept the house looking as, you know, nice as it would and without removing the trees again and so forth. So
I assume this is over 600 square feet?
It's 30 by 32. So, yes, I guess
okay,
that would be.
Sure.
Yeah, it's about 900.
If it was less than 600 square foot, it
could be
five. Would have been fine.
Five.
Yeah.
Been five.
I know. Again, that's one of those things I learned after.
You learned after everything went right.
Yeah.
If the lot was square, perpendicular to new road, you're in the garage set where it's sitting, it would have been approximately 25 foot from a square lawn going back, straight back. Off your front lawn, just projecting your front line all the way back.
Yeah.
But then you jogged it and it basically took 20 feet off their rear.
Yeah. And I don't know, you know, I'm not sure why they made, you know. That
so your driveway is going to go right on back there? You're going
to our driveway goes straight back to that, you know, where our existing, that right, or that east side of our house is. That's, you know, basically our driveway goes straight back that towards that area.
Okay.
I have no other questions. Good job, Ian.
Thank you.
Very good. Mr. Warman? I have no further questions. Yes, you did. I must repeat it again. Very good job.
I passed down a copy of the public notice.
Yep, we've seen that. Thank you.
Tell him he can.
We'll get it back to you then.
Tell him he can watch the kids.
I think that's why I got the job. I think he thought he. Well, anyway.
Hearing no further questions, then I got a call for it.
I have a question.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mills.
The septic. Where's your septic located?
We are actually on the sewer. We're not in the district,
okay.
But when we built the house, they were basically putting in the sewer right across the street from us. So we, at that time back in, so the house was built in 99, 2000, we got an exception to be within the sewer district.
Okay.
So that runs right down the front center of our house.
So septic and water come in from?
Water as well.
As a well.
And okay. That is in the front, it's in the front of the house.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, bad damage.
Sorry.
Okay, then. Again, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,570. I believe the applicant has certainly addressed the standards. There is uniqueness to the lot. I believe that what she is showing us here that they're trying to do is in line with the rest of the neighborhood. Is that right? Correct. Also, the fact that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, I believe that too. It's on that leaving the trees up and everything like that that she doesn't want. They don't want to disturb the exceptional practical difficulty. I don't believe is being created by the applicant. I believe the applicant is making reasonable use of the property, and the variance will not alter the central character to the neighborhood. Most of your most of your acreage is in the same shape, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,570. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,570 is approved.
Now, can you see why anyone would be nervous in front of us? You did it all by yourself.
Well, I got a little nervous when I walked in and all those attorneys were up here. I thought, well, I am clearly unprepared. But it worked out okay. So
yes,
thank you all very much. Have a wonderful evening.
You too, ma'am. Okay, gentlemen, that's everything that we have on here tonight. Unless someone has anything else.
I do.
Yes, sir.
Do.
Mr. Light?
We need to reschedule.
Uh-oh. Reschedule. When, what, why?
First meeting, because the chambers are going to be remodeled, and it might not be finished on June 1st.
This space is going to be remodeled?
We're going to put TV monitors up
like
over there and over there for people to see at in the audience, plus for you to be able to see. Rather than have the screen coming down or
yeah.
Putting the screen up and all that. Because they're getting a lot of PowerPoint displays. On a lot
yeah,
of
I was going to say, yeah.
And I forget how many screens there are. It's like three or four screens are going to go up in there.
It'll
be up on the wall where the flag is. The flag will be moved somewhere else. And there was something, they were considering putting one out in the audience for the people to fall back to see. But
so strategically, we'll all be able to see.
You're going to be looking at that screen over on that wall. And they're going to change the configuration of the recording data and all that, so Jennifer doesn't have to sit against the wall, rather she can sit up to the podium.
Yeah, it is hard sometimes when they present something, Lawrence, to, you know, see it from that end, you know, to that end. So that's a good idea.
But they are, and what we were you were scheduled to meet on June 1. That's what we approved.
Right.
I'd like to change it to June 8.
Okay.
A week later.
All right.
Because of the remodeling. And the suggestion, my suggestion would be we'd already scheduled the 1st and the 15th.
Right.
We just make it the 8th and the 22nd. You're still a week in between.
Right.
And then you don't meet again until July 6th, so another 2 weeks.
Okay.
So it worked out, so there would still be 2 weeks and the 2 weeks spread in between me.
How's that with everyone?
I just want to make sure everybody can make it work for a quorum.
You, Bud?
Fine with me.
So Mills?
And you're getting it, but it'll be the 8th and the
22nd
instead of the 1st and the 15th.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. Under one condition, you're going to have to furnish supper that night then.
Be fine.
Oh, for German, I didn't want to hear that. Jenny made cooking, really. Okay, thank you. That'd be no problem.
Okay, good. Thank
you. Glad we could help. Okay, hearing nothing else, then we're open for adjournment.
So moved.
Have a second that motion?
I'll second that.
All those in favor of the motion? All right, all opposed? Meeting is adjourned, subject to call by Mr. Workman and Mr. Rick.